Let me just ask you your name and where you're from.
My name is Jamie Vasquez. I'm from Jersey City, New Jersey, home of the Statue of Liberty.
Okay, and I see you're wearing a Marine Corps uniform.
That's correct. I was in the Marine Corps from 1966 to 1969. I was wounded in Vietnam. I got the Purple Heart, Presidential Unit Citation, Vietnamese Cross of Gallantry. And I'm here. I was here in 1970 against the war in Vietnam. And I'm here 33 years later, still fighting for peace, hoping to save a generation from being damaged the way my generation was behind the Vietnam War.
What do you think the parallels are between the Vietnam War and what the Bush administration is planning in Iraq?
Well, first of all, the Vietnam War was based on a lie, the Gulf of Tonkin resolution that allowed the government to send us over there. And this war is based on lies. So there's a parallel right there. The war in Vietnam was a war against poor people, against the Vietnamese people. This is a war against the Iraqi people. You know, they're not a rich country, so there are parallels there. And Vietnamese people were human beings, and the Iraqis are human beings, and there's a parallel there. The also very strong parallel is the corporate interest. Vietnam was fought to satisfy the corporate interest, the military-industrial complex. We still live in a military economy. We give the military money, more money now than ever before. So this is a war for the corporate interests, for the military-industrial complex. And, you know, it's something that we all have to stand up for. In Vietnam, 60,000 Americans died. After we find out that we died for lies. Well, we're here to say that we're not going to allow that to happen to another generation. We're going to learn from that experience and force our government to do what the people want the government to do.
How do you respond to George W. Bush and his administration's justification for any war with Iraq, that it's a new world? Terrorism is a real threat to the United States.
I live right across the street, right across the river from the World Trade Center. I was there the day that it was destroyed. I can make a distinction between being attacked on our own soil, like we were by Al-Qaeda with those planes that day, and the threat that Saddam Hussein poses. I'm not saying that Saddam Hussein doesn't pose a threat, but there are so many alternatives of how to deal with it that war is the absolute last thing that can be done. And really, in this case, war is not even an option as far as we're concerned. There are so many alternatives, political, diplomatic, and other things that can be done to defuse the situation. But you have people in charge. Veterans, we call them chicken hawks. When the Vietnam War came, they were chickens. Today, they're hawks. But they're hawks with somebody else's family, with somebody else's young people to send them to Iraq. But when Bush had his chance, when Cheney had his chance, when Ashcroft had his chance, what did they do? They all copped out, you know? And so now they're very gung-ho about sending another generation to war. But when they had their chance, they were all AWOL.
What do you think their ulterior motive is? If it's not to protect the United States, why do you think the Bush administration is so gung-ho to go to war?
Look at the background of George Bush, Vice President Cheney, and all the people around them. They are all oil corporate magnate people. So, I mean, we're talking about billions of dollars of oil. If that is not a reason, look at the situation with North Korea. North Korea says, hey, we're going to make nuclear bombs. And Bush says, well, you know, we better deal with these people, you know. But in Iraq, where they don't have nuclear weapons, George Bush is saying, well, they may have them. Let's attack them. Well, if they didn't have any oil, like the Koreans don't have oil, we wouldn't be in Iraq.
Anything else you want to add?
I just want to let anybody that's listening to your broadcast, to the American people, you know, dissent is a part of democracy. Democracy doesn't exist without dissent. And patriotism, true patriotism, is a love of country so strong that you are willing to disagree with your government when you believe they are wrong. The original patriots, Thomas Paine and Paul Revere and Patrick Henry and all those people back then, they were patriots. They stood against their government. To me, it seems to be a contradiction to be a patriot and support the military policies of your government, because true patriots love their country enough to disagree with their government when they believe their government is wrong. So I would urge the American people to look at the facts here and to let their public officials know that we are not going to support another war and damage another entire generation. Just finally, let me say that in 1991, we went to war in Iraq. 600,000 Americans went there for that war. 275 were killed. 450 were wounded. A total of about 780. But since 1991, 10,300 Americans who served in the Iraq War have died. And out of the 600,000 that served, 221,000 are receiving Service-connected compensation and disability from the Veterans Administration, 37% of all the people we sent to Iraq. So imagine what's going to happen now if we send 200,000 or 300,000 young people. For the next generation, we're going to have to be paying for their suffering.
And that's as a result of depleted uranium and experimental inoculations.
Depleted uranium, the experiments with the medicines, all these modern weapon systems. Every time there's a war, they take the opportunity to test all their weapons on us. So, you know, if the American people don't want to, you know, let me ask any father or mother listening. I have two grandchildren and I have two sons. Would you be willing to trade your children for Saddam Hussein when there are other alternative ways to do it? I don't think so.
Very well said. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Okay.